As conflict in East Jerusalem continues, the Israel-Palestine death toll increases amongst the trade fire between militants. Hamas militants launched dozens of rockets into Israel from the Gaza Strip and were met with retaliation from Israel forces. Many innocent civilians have been caught in the crossfire. It has been described as the worst violence between Israelis and Palestinians in several years. Dr. Eyal Meiroz from the University of Sydney joins The Wire's Tia Yuen to discuss the situation.
More recently, and in the last couple of days, the escalation has shifted both to the confrontation in Gaza and to a widespread violence between Jews and Arabs, Israeli Arabs or Israeli Palestinians, in different cities around Israel, both in mixed cities where both population live, and in some Arab villages and towns.
Israel's military has warned Hamas would bear consequences for these rocket attacks. How do you think they will continue to retaliate?
Well, Israel at the moment, in Israel, there is both a rally around the flag situation where, you know, everyone is supporting what the military is doing, but also to the extent that they put aside the very logical idea that only, if you like, a political solution to the problem would help. And instead, a very militant approach is being embraced by many in Israel, in the media, in the public. You hear that from a continuous line of generals offering their views that the Hamas in Gaza needs to be taught a lesson that it will never forget and therefore will never do act in the same way. So we're looking at likely an escalation in the coming or in the near future where the Israeli army is attempting to destroy as much as possible the military and other capabilities of the Hamas and other militant factions in Gaza.
Many innocent people have been caught in the crossfire. What are the governments doing right now?
Well, Israel's government at the moment is, as I said, focused on Gaza with, you know, with attempts to minimize the damage to the civilian population. But this is really an impossible task because Hamas, both the rocket launchers and other military installations of the Hamas are embedded inside the civilian population. So it is impossible, but Israel has been known to, in the past and possibly also in this round, to take extremely aggressive steps that have amounted in the past to war crimes. I also add that the Hamas firing of rockets as well as this use of the Gaza civilian population as human shield is also a war crime. And there is at the moment an investigation by the International Criminal Court of both Israel and the Hamas for war crimes during the previous round of violence in 2014.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on the issue?
There's a lot that is taking place that requires unpacking. For example, the ability of Israel's you know, increasingly powerful ultra-nationalist Jewish sector in provoking violence and serving their own purposes. At the same time, there are allegations that Netanyahu could have prevented some of the escalation during the early days, but for his own political purposes, wanted to avoid the establishment of a counter-government or that an alternative government to his with both Jews and Arabs, and that this escalation served his political purposes. That's an allegation. There's no proof yet. There's also the issue of this, I would say, a total breakdown and meltdown of a very delicate coexistence relationship between Israel's Palestinian citizens and Jewish citizens that could lead to far-reaching negative consequences for the future, both in terms of thinking about a possible solution to Israel-Palestine as a two-state solution, but also as a one-state solution of a dual national state. So I'm very pessimistic about the future in terms of the consequences of this circle of violence in terms of what we are seeing today.
Dr. Eyal Meroz from the University of Sydney, speaking with The Wire's Tia Ewan.